more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and just let me finish up my story. When I went into the Navy at 17, they immediately put me back in the deep jungles at secret intel bases and communication bases with a top secret clearance. They gave me a top secret clearance at 17 and put me back in the jungles at these intel bases and secret intel bases. So I never got over to Vietnam. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted to be in the underwater demolition teams, the SEAL teams, and I was in perfect condition to do that. But they wouldn't let me for some reason. They lied to me. Okay, let's go now to our callers on the line during the second hour here of the Officer Jack McLam program. And let's go to Ken in Virginia. Ken in Virginia, brother Ken, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack, thanks for covering that extremely important article in American Free Press about the Bilderbergers. Now, many of your listeners know that the Bilderbergers decide who's going to be on the ballot in the next election. That's certainly true, and we can be pretty sure that the three likely governors who have already been invited some months ago to attend the Bilderberg meetings so they can look them over to see which one would be most appropriate from the Bilderberg standpoint to be on the ballot. Now, the three governors, Christie is the most popular governor of New Jersey, and he had said that he didn't want to be president, but he's made some moves recently that he may have be moving maybe to change his mind because he's everybody realizes he's popular. He may think that he can get elected even without the Bilderbergers, but he doesn't normally, he wouldn't normally want to attend it. But we don't know whether he will actually go, even though I'm positive he's been invited. Now, another one is Paul Ency, and he's announced from Minnesota, Governor of Minnesota, and he certainly will be going, but the one who is of greatest interest is the Republican Governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell. Now, the Virginia Taxpayers Association predicted in June 2010 that Governor McDonnell would be invited to the attend the Bilderbergers, and he would be endorsed by them. And we have proof that we made this exclusive prediction. I spoke with John Stottmiller a number of times, and it's been in printed web pages, which I have, that we made the prediction. So the thing is, Governor McDonnell is terrible. And he knows all about the Bilderbergers because we tipped him off when we predicted that he would be chosen. He didn't know anything about the Bilderbergers, but as we suggested or told him, he's had face-to-face conversations with David Rockefeller and Kissinger and Eugene Graham of the Washington Post and Paul Gigo of the Wall Street Journal. Long conversations in advance so that when he goes, he will not be an unknown quantity and he will sort of have the inside track. So this is what we're faced with, I think from all indications, we will know in 2 weeks. Now, of course, the Bilderbergers will not announce who they endorse, but if you get the printed copy of the American Free Press, they will have a list of 125 participants, the multinationals, but you have to get the printed copy. You can't get it on the internet. They don't carry the names of all the attendees. So by all means, get a hold of the printed American Free Press soon after. And if there will be, of course, members of the U.S. State Department, the Pentagon, the White House, and other prominent people from the U.S. But the important people are the likely candidates, and they will be the governors. And if you see that Governor Bob McDonnell is on the list, you can be pretty sure that he's the one they've endorsed. And they'll keep it covered up So he has the interesting decision to make. He knows that the grassroots all over the country knows that he's no good. But he's gonna take the Bilderbergers anyway because he thinks they can keep secret the fact that he attended the meeting. So that's my contribution today.
Thank you, Ken. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Okay, we'll be right back with Frank in Oregon. Hold on.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And let's go right now to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, brother Frank, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. God bless you, Jack. Hey, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey,
thank you.
I'm a two-tour non-vet Navy. I couldn't have passed the SEALs test, but I used to watch them down there in Little Creek Amphib base, where they did Hell Week and did a good portion of their training. I could have never mustered up and passed that deal. But, hey, you know, one thing, you know, being military, I'm still waiting for the Attorney General or the U.S. District Court or for the military to take up and reconvene and charge an insurance company, Prudentials and other insurance companies that cheated our veterans out of death benefits from World War II and Nam or any other wars, Iraq.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the U.S. District Court and Attorney General or the military side of the court. See, they have a special court, military court, that they should have convened and held charges against those people that committed that atrocity. I'm still waiting for that, Jack.
Okay.
But, you know, they could, you know, if they stopped all these wars all over the place and funding these wars, CIA to Black Ops, Mercs, et cetera, and wasn't paying them all these big bucks to start war, we'd save a lot of money there. I think Mr. Obama, Mr. Puppet there, you know, missed the whole point. missed the boat, and he's being told what to say, where to cut, where to bring
that's
up.
That's right.
Cuts.
By the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, he's just talking head. And I'll be honest with you, if you people out there listening, if you let me say this, Jack, real quick, you know, if you don't understand what's going on, and when all the news media, the talking heads, won't chime in and record and broadcast for you folks out there, beautiful speech by Ron Paul. Hey, Ron Paul, God bless you, Senator Paul. I just love you. I'm in love with you, Ron. You've come out with some of the most beautiful speeches. I'm sure Lincoln and Jefferson and Washington would be proud of the speech, because his last deal, his speech, open public speech, they should have carried it on all the news stations if they really love this country and not their money and stuff. It was kind of like the nail in the coffin speech. And that kind of said it all. If they were to cut some military, I would take a look at the large bonuses that are being paid to guys for re-signing, okay? But I sure wouldn't want to cut the military guys' pay or care in any way, form, or fashion.
That's right. They're not making that much anyway.
That's totally unrighteous. And I already foresaid how they could cut big bucks, getting rid of the mercs and shutting them down. And actually, we should outlaw that kind of activity in some aspects.
That's right.
Really. And Congress doesn't want to do that either. Boy, we got your number, Rick Perry. And the attorney... the second in command there, Mr. Dewhurst, David Dewhurst. We've got your number down there in Texas, and I hope them Texas people throw you right out of Texas, okay?
I hope so too, Frank.
I do want to tell people, give people a heads up, what they're lining up, the Illuminati, Bilderbergs, and global fascists. I guess the best way to say it's a global fascist elite leader and leadership and corporate entities trying to press the rest of humanity down with the socialist dictatorship agendas.
That's right.
And that's really what it's coming to. And they want, what they want to do, why Obama is doing that, is because down the road, when they wind up and get the real punch for a war going and want to eliminate people, they're going to mandate draft. You're going to have to either work for the state almost, or have state ID card and clearance with a task, and the rest of those. Like I said, Ron Paul and Bob Chapman also said it all too.
Yes.
Just recently here, if you guys catch that, You'll hear exactly the hearts of millions of us here out here listening and that are on top of things. So I want to let you get some other calls, but what they're going to do is draft people, and that's why Obama's cutting. He wants to cut their military, their income, their salaries, so they can afford with their frivolous money to draft everybody down the road for their war, for their Armageddon deal. And complete their steps in world domination and control and dictatorship. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Officer
Well,
Jack.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for being an activist and standing up for God and country, brother.
Well, thank you for all you do, and thank you, Ken, for that last call. Important calls you got coming in, and I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, God bless you, Ken.
God bless you guys, too. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Frank. Have a good day. Okay. We have our brother, Dave, in Massachusetts. Brother Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, happy Memorial Day, Brother Jack. Thanks for your service to the country, Jack.
Thank you.
And the longer you live, the more you seem to serve.
Yeah.
But you're just getting started, huh?
That's right.
Hey, Jack Ellen. You know, Jack, one thing I have to give Alex Jones credit for, I know he's bashed a lot in the alternative media, and a lot of people are very skeptical of him and everything, but one thing he does an excellent job, on many things, but one of the things, and I'm not an Alex Jones fanatic, but I like to give credit where credit is due, but more than anybody else, Jack, he's very effective at exposing how much this communist government hates veterans. They hate veterans more than anybody else. And but you know, Jack, this scumbag government now, okay? I live with a bunch of disabled veterans, and I'm in the, I'm a part of this, the disabled veteran community and everything. Back here in the whole Boston area, eastern Massachusetts, I'm familiar with all the veterans facilities, and there's not too many disabled veterans that I don't know back here. But anyways, Jack, here it is Memorial Day, Jack, okay? And all us veterans, Jack, all us disabled veterans and everything, and I'm a disabled veteran, but that's besides the point. But we wanted to go out, Jack, to the cemeteries. We like to go out to the cemeteries, and we like to tidy up the graves of our fallen comrades.
Right.
We like to bring out, we like to buy a lot of flowers in bulk, and we buy American flags in bulk and everything. Well, this scumbag government, Jack, it made me want to throw up yesterday. I heard Scott Brown. He was down at this Bourne, Massachusetts, at a cemetery that wasn't going to allow flags to be placed on the on fallen veterans' graves. This cemetery, But anyway, this Scott Brown was down there that was just elected here in Massachusetts. He's a neocon, but given this sickening speech, Jack, about how America honors their veterans and respects their veterans so much and everything, and it was nauseating. But here, Jack. They didn't even send us disabled veterans our money on Friday. We were all expecting our money. They figured, well, the first actually isn't until Wednesday, but since it's Memorial Day, I guess we gave that scumbag government too much credit, but we thought that they'd send us our money on Friday. Well, anyways, Jack, to make a long story short, we can't do anything, Jack. We can't even put gas in our gas tanks to get out to these different cemeteries and Memorial Day activities and everything, let alone place flowers on the graves and all this sort of thing and the stuff that we like to do. We're all broke, and we all loan each other money, but none of us have any money to loan to each other or anything else. So basically, to make a long story short, Jack, And these checks go out all around the whole country. So all around the whole country, basically veterans and disabled veterans and everything are prevented from really celebrating Memorial Day the way we'd like to. Because we're all broke. We don't even have any gas to even drive a few miles to go to any celebrations or anything, Jack. And so I just want, the American people, just like Alex Jones says, when you hear these nauseating speeches, you'll hear it from your mama. Your mama will be telling you how much he loves his veterans and honors the veterans. I mean, but just bear in mind that those scumbags wouldn't even send us any money so that we could honor our fallen comrades in a proper way. We're all stuck in these different veteran shelters and veterans facilities and everything, none of us have any money for anything, Jack. We're lucky if we can buy a soda pop or something and everything, And that's how this scumbag government treats its fallen heroes and wounded veterans and everything, Jack. So we'll all get our money on June 1st, Jack, which is the middle of the week next Wednesday now, when after Memorial Day is completely over with, Anyway, there's the music, Jack, but
you want to hang over, Dave?
If I'm welcome to, Jack, I'll hang over.
Okay. Please do. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, The Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, before we go back to Dave in Massachusetts, let me give out that call-in number again, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today. Okay, let's go right back to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks for holding me, Jack, because there's something else I'd just like to say.
Okay.
Jack, you know how proud we are, how proud all of us Americans are of our wonderful servicewomen. They look so lovely and so honorable in their uniforms, and we're all so proud of them. I used to love to look at the old pictures of my mother and father. They met during World War II. My mother was in the Spas right out of high school. She went into the Spas. And the women's branch of the Coast Guard. And, you know, I used to love looking at the picture of, you know, my father in his sailor's uniform, you know, dancing with my mother, hugging her, kissing her, and kissing each other and all that and everything. But the reason I say this, Chuck, is, you know, our hearts are bursting with pride for our beautiful servicewoman, okay? Now, listen. Liberty Day is coming up soon, Jack, in about a week. June 8th is Liberty Day. And I hate to be negative, Jack, and I know this is a huge, huge country. Now, I'm not talking about the nice woman out in Lancaster County in Pennsylvania or the lovely woman out in some little town in Utah that are devoted, you know, mothers and wives and everything. I'm talking to these feminist scumbags, these female sexist pigs in Washington, D.C., like Hillary Clinton and, you know, John, like Johnny Jackboots, Reno, Johnny Jack Buccellino, Napolitano, Madeleine Albright, that creep Madeleine Albright. But where I'm going with this, Jack, is can you imagine, Jack, okay, back in June 8th of 1967, if the USS Liberty, okay, if that crew was manned by our lovely servicewoman, instead of it all being men, all our lovely service with our women, you know, and you know the what is it, the 34 that were killed and the 170 some odd that were wounded. If those were our lovely service women, Jack, you know those filthy female sexist feminist faggot pigs in Washington, like Hillary Clinton and everything. You know they would have been screaming bloody murder for revenge against Israel. At the very least, to stop sending them F-16s and all our latest military equipment and billions right. and billions of dollars. And those feminist, faggot, sexist pigs, like Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine that pig, Jack? She's never stood up for righteousness in our country. She's never stood up to evil in Washington. And she's going all around the world, and just like Hitler, trying to dictate terms to all the different nations around the world, trying to dictate clear terms to all these different nations. But you know what? My theory, Jack, is my theory why these wars are the longest wars on Islam is those feminist faggot creeps, Jack, they know that the Islam is tends to be patriarchal, of course, but the thing is, Jack, so they love killing the Muslim men. They love exterminating them. But some say, well, you know, a lot of the women are getting killed, too. They're blowing up wedding parties. But what a lot of people don't understand, Jack, I'm back here. I know them. Those feminist faggot pigs, they love to blow up the Muslim women, too, because, you know, the Muslim women, Jack, they still respect and revere their husbands. And these feminist faggot pricks like Hitler and Johnny Jack Buccellino and Madeleine Albright and Napolitano, they hate those kind of women that still respect and revere their husbands. So they're more than happy
That's
to
right.
blow up the wedding parties and it's you know, Jack, I'll just get off, Jack, with an outlandish conspiracy theory, and I hope I'm just joking, Jack, but, you know, when Bill Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman and everything, I'm one of the few people that believed him, Jack, because I knew that he wasn't talking about Monica Lewinsky. When he said he did not have sex with that woman, he was talking about that feminist faggot Hillary. And I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea is Vince Foster's daughter, okay?
Yeah.
So I hope some of you researchers that know how to do good research on the internet and everything, some of you patriotic detectives, check into that and see if Chelsea's dad is Vince Foster, because I know Bill Clinton did not have sex with that feminist faggot Hillary.
Yeah,
that's all I want to say, Jack.
Okay, brother Dave. God bless you, brother. Thanks for your good reports. We appreciate it. Okay, take care. Okay, folks, that's it for the callers. If you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in today on the program. Okay, because we don't have any other callers, let's go to other reports that I have here, folks. UN obligations drain America's dwindling coffers, okay, by Richard Walker. It says the United States continues to pay 22% of the annual funding of the UN, the communist UN, while two-thirds of its members pay less than 1%. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money?
Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have other callers on the line. Let's go to our callers. Let's go to Barb in Florida. Sister Barb, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer Jack. I'm with the American Legion Auxiliary, and
yes.
I just wanted to bring to your attention the owners of the gun shows have been very nice to me and let me, you know, stand outside with the poppies. And, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the poppies, and then, you know, they take a poppy and give a little donation for the veterans. And we have a grocery store chain down here, Winn-Dixie, that has never refused me to stand in front of their store and distribute poppies. But I had a bad experience this week with Walmart Food. Now, their regular store, They do let the VFW and the American Legion men do something in front of their one store, but there's two other stores that have not permitted us to stand in front of them with the poppies, you know, and distribute them, because we take that money and get items for especially the homeless veterans. We have what we call stand-down houses here in Florida. Uh-huh. And they always need sheets, towels, soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and, you know, those items aren't cheap. And, you know, we watch and get them on sale at the, you know, drugstore or wherever we can get them, and, you know, and then take them over, wrap them up in little packages and so forth.
Okay.
And so anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, that to ask people to please have veterans have their wives and granddaughters and daughters join the American Legion Auxiliary or some veteran organization that is out there, you know, getting things for these vets who come back who are injured and need help and or need a job or whatever. And the other thing I wanted to bring to your attention, Officer Jack, was that wonderful Cynthia McKinney. She was interviewed on the 25th. She was over in Tripoli. And she says, you know, we're being lied to over here and that it's a humanitarian disaster. And and she's coming back to the United States and then trying to go over there with a delegation so that she can, you know, render some humanitarian aid to our brothers and sisters over there. And I just want to remind people, Officer Jack, that remember when they had the Year of the Woman and Hillary led the women's delegation over there to China, Beijing, China, and they had that big brouhaha? It was only the Muslim women that stood up against abortion. It wasn't even the American delegation because Hillary was leading it. She was pro-choice, and so were all her cronies. And it was only, when they had those meetings, it was only the Muslim women that stood up for life.
Yes.
But getting back to Cynthia, she was saying at the end of the interview that when she ran for Congress, she was contacted by AIPAC. That's the American Israeli Political Action Group or whatever it is. You know, they promote the Israel over here. And they asked her to sign a pledge, and there were 7 points on it, you know, the welfare of Israel and so on and so forth. And she said, well, why can't I wait until after I'm elected, and then, you know, I'll read it thoroughly, and then I can sign a pledge like that. But, you know, I haven't even been elected yet.
Yes.
And then she said that all the other groups, the environmentalists, the feminists, every other liberal group like that that interviewed her, asked her, did she sign the pledge with AIPAC? So they're a very powerful organization over there. I doubt that
they
she
sure
ever
are.
Did.
They're the most powerful PAC in America, AIPAC is, because the communist Zionists control America today. So AIPAC is a part of that, and they're the most powerful group, PAC, in America today.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, she's a great lady, and I wish there was some way we could help her. I don't know if she has an organization or what, you know, to help, but she certainly is trying to do the humanitarian thing over there with those people that are suffering. From the wealthy, she says, the individuals of wealth and resource are just aiming at the small groups of people to provoke the people into civil war. And you know, they're not doing the right thing over there. They're just stirring up chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be going back over there with the delegation. So if anybody has any information about how we can help her out, I'd sure like to know.
That's Cynthia McKinney.
Yes, yes.
Cynthia McKinney.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a great lady.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you so much, Officer
Jones. Thank you, Barb. God bless you, sister.
And happy Memorial Day, and God bless America.
Okay, thank you, Barb. Happy Memorial Day to you, too, sister. Okay, let's go back to our report here. UN obligation drains America's dwindling coffers. The bill for American taxpayers in 2011 will be roughly $2.707 billion, but it could be much higher because Congress has traditionally ignored the issue and has been ignorant of the real dollar figure. I don't think they're ignorant of it. They're just ignoring the issue. This follows the recent report that revealed the U.S. covers the lion's share of NATO funding and that NATO is an offshoot of communist U.N. charter, the communist U.N. charter. One of the difficulties establishing how much Washington pays the communist U.N. annually is the fact that payments are registered in different accounts, some of which do not include costs associated with the funding of scores of communist UN organizations and missions across the globe. Yeah, that's what we're doing, folks. It could be as much as $5 billion this year, folks. $5 billion. The 2011 figure of $2.7 billion is believed to relate to two payments, which includes $516 million for what is called the regular budget and the rest for so-called communist peacekeeping missions. One of those peacekeeping missions was the UN's recent direct involvement in the overthrow of the Ivory Coast leader in favor of one the communist UN and French supported. The leader they installed was backed by a militia believed to have slaughtered over 800 men, women, and children in a single village. For a body set up to rid the world of conflict, the communist UN has achieved very little. It has failed to address the emergence of nuclear powers like North Korea and Israel, and has neglected to curtail the excesses of peacekeepers, many of whom have been guilty of sexual exploitation of girls and women in conflict zones around the world. One of the great ironies, remember, folks, Israel has 400 nuclear missiles. Israel doesn't want you to know that, but they have 400 nuclear missiles, 400 plus. One of the great ironies of the U.S. being the U.N.'s major financial backer is the fact that the 123 nations paying less than 1% of the world's body budget represent approximately two-thirds of the 192 members of the communist UN General Assembly and can easily block the motions put forward by the United States. It is something they frequently do. Some of those countries are reputed to pay as little as $30,000 to the communist UN annually. The communist UN could be compared to a corporate empire with few controls over its spending. It has a massive bureaucracy that is stretched across the globe, and there is little oversight of its employees' private wealth, business activities, and political affiliations. It is known to operate on the basis of nepotism and host hundreds of seminars and meetings yearly that require global travel and the payment of millions and millions in expenses to its staff. For decades, Congress has failed in its duty to follow the communist UN money trail. It is a mentality shared by the majority of nations in the General Assembly who care little about costs, since their populations do not pay the bill. America does. Senator Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, one of the few members of Congress who has tried to establish the true financial commitment to the communist UN, discovered that the total of $10 billion was paid to cover obligations for 2004 and 2000 alone. That figure has convinced many observers that the Washington estimate of $2.7 billion for 2011 cannot be the real figure, which could likely average annually some $500 billion. Okay. Okay, folks. Mark Anderson has a report here, Government Terrorism Exposed in Filmmaker's Trial. It's safe to say that British activist John Anthony, let's see, oh, we've got another caller on the phone, folks. Let's go to Ken in California. Brother Ken in California, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Brother Jack, you were talking, asking a couple weeks ago about those rumors about Ron Paul being a Freemason.
Right.
Those are silly, stupid, made-up internet rumors, Jack, so I wouldn't pay any attention to them. It's baloney, okay?
Oh, so he's not a Masonic Lodge member, huh?
No. And even if he was, it's like, so what? I mean, you know how many nice, decent men belong to Masonic lodges? I mean, you know, I mean, 99% of them are Gentiles. They're just average Joes, basically. I mean, but there's no evidence at all that Ron Paul's a member of one. Even if he was, it wouldn't matter. He's a wonderful man. And, you know, this stuff about the Masons being devil occultists and all that, it's just a bunch of internet nonsense.
No, it's not, brother. I've read Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, and he mentions in there that once they get up to the 22nd degree, they're told that Satan is their god in the Freemasons.
Yeah, but that guy's a quack, Jerry. He doesn't know what he's talking. He's just making this stuff up.
No, Albert Pike was the biggest Freemason in this country, the most powerful Freemason in this country and probably around the world.
Well, if you believe that, I guess I won't argue with you.
Well, it's in his book, Morals and Dogma.
Right. You know, I mean, a lot of books have been written that contain things that are just... Stupidity, but I mean, people sometimes think, well, if I read it in a book, it must be true. But I mean, you know, George Washington is accused of being a Freemason. You know, I mean, these people call everybody a Mason and they try to claim they're all connected. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, the Jews in power, they don't join the Masons. They join their own country clubs and very powerful Jewish organizations. They don't have anything to do with the Masons.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, these stories about Ron Paul are stupid. I mean, I've gone on the internet and seen these stories. These are a bunch of kids, quacky kids that make this stuff up for the most part.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah,
that, I need Freemasons to call me and tell me if he's a member or not, brother.
Well, there's absolutely no evidence of him even being a member of any Masonic Lodge.
Okay, good. Well, thanks
because
for sharing that with us, Ken.
The other thing I wanted to say, Jack, is, you know, these veteran groups, they keep telling us how what heroes they are and such. I mean, I have a problem... With that, I mean, these are the World War II veterans. These are the ones that went over and bombed the German people and wiped them out to set up the communists taking over Eastern Europe. I don't think they're heroes. And now
That's
we've
right.
got all, and now we've got all these kids coming back. They signed up to go to Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they're coming back going, oh, it was stressful, and they're collecting these huge benefits. VA checks every month for the rest of their lives because they think, they claim they have post-traumatic stress syndrome. They volunteered to go over there, you know. I mean, the Vietnam guys are different, but and I assume that your brother Dave from Massachusetts is probably a Vietnam guy, and they were drafted, so that's different. But anyway, I wanted to tell you a joke for Dave from Massachusetts. Why is Chelsea Clinton so ugly? Because Janet Reno is her father.
Oh, I see.
All righty, Brother Jack. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ken. God bless you, brother. Thanks for being an activist for God and country. Okay, I hear the music. Lee in Georgia, hang on. We'll be back with you right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I just want to say to Ken that I'd like to have people continue to research the issue. Is Ron Paul a Masonic Lodge member? Because most of the Masonic Lodge people are under 22nd degree, and they don't know that their God is Satan in the Masonic Lodge. And until you get up to the 22nd degree, you're told that your God is Satan in the Masonic Lodge. And by that time, you've been in it for years and years and years.
Okay, let's go back to Lee in Georgia. Brother Lee in Georgia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good afternoon, Brother Jack.
Good evening.
I'd like to share a story about one of the greatest men I've ever known. My dad.
Okay.
My dad.
Your dad?
My dad.
Good.
Now, my dad was not a religious man. In fact, he would tell you real quick, if you want to talk religion, go somewhere else. If you want to talk spirituality and philosophy, I'm all ears, let's talk. He was a devout atheist. Now, his attitude was basically the same as mine. I believe that there is a force out there, a divine creator, an essence of purity and light that created everything in existence. But I am absolutely not going to try to identify it by gender, name, or anything else, other than to accept that it is there and it does govern my life. And I am compelled by this force to do that which is just and right. Now, those are my dad's exact words.
Good.
Now, my dad died in 2007.
Okay.
When he died, he was 73 years old and a 32nd degree Mason. He was also a lifelong member of the Shriners, as well as a 30-year member of the Lions Club. My mother was a lady Shriner, wife of a Freemason, and among other things. You cannot, under any circumstances, say that all Freemasons are bad people, because my dad was one of the kindest, generous, most loving people you would ever want to meet, would reach out to anyone in trouble and help them. He never turned anyone away, but he never forced anything on anyone either. And he would tell you flatly, he did not believe in Satan. His attitude was, man is evil enough in his own heart. He doesn't need this kind of creation called Satan. Satan lives in your heart. And if you don't give him the power, he's got nowhere to live. Period. So, I agree with the other caller, not all Masons are bad. I'm not saying that there aren't some bad ones in here, because there are. I've met a few of them that I just really have a bad taste in my mouth for. But not all of them are bad. My dad
That's
is one
right,
of the greatest men in the world. And for somebody to call him evil, I take great offense in that. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, Lee, in Georgia. God bless you, brother. Okay, folks. Well, he's absolutely right. Lee is right that most Freemasons don't know that their God is Satan in that organization. And until they get up to the 32nd degree, they're not even told that their God is Satan in the Masonic Lodge. Okay. We're totally out of time, folks. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend and a great Memorial Day tomorrow. And God bless it all out there, and God bless America. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. Have a great day. Okay? God bless you, and good day.
The next round.